Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is not the time to shut down the diversity of voices. We've seen on this stage talented, hardworking people from different backgrounds with different points of view, and it changes the game. DEI is not a threat, it's a gift.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Yeah, that was Alicia Keys from the Grammy. I would agree with her there. DEI is a gift because you didn't earn it. Somebody gave it to you. Can we just call DEI what it is? What a bunch of garbage. I just love it when these, Ryan, when these big stars get up and they use their moment in the sun there to try to push their political point.
So how much did you watch the Grammys?
None.
I didn't either. I just consumed it the next day and headlines like that.
Exactly.
I mean, half these. It's weird because half the artists, I'm like, they're still making music? And the other half, you're like, I've never heard of these people. So,
or the other half, you're disgusted by because of the lack of clothing they're wearing. Just so classless and tasteless. I mean, I have so many words I could describe what not just Kanye West's wife was wearing, but many of these people are just basically naked walking the red carpet, and somehow police are not arresting them for indecent exposure. Children watch this. This used to be an award show that children, I would sit down with my parents when I was growing up sometimes and watch some of these award show. I couldn't give two, I don't care about these anymore. But it's like, you can't have your children watching this anymore because
well,
you're going to see inappropriate stuff.
That part of it wasn't live.
Oh, wasn't?
I don't think it was live.
No. It's before the red carpet. Live coverage.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about?
When she dropped her coat, they weren't on live TV at that point. I mean, that wasn't the part they televised nationally, correct?
No. Well, I don't watch.
I think they record all that stuff when they're walking in on the red carpet.
It's on
and
like
then
E or a
maybe
red carpet.
Okay.
Station.
Well, regardless, I agree. I agree. It's disgusting. Don't get me wrong. I didn't know if a national TV audience saw Kanye West make a total fool of his wife.
Yeah. When I saw that, Kim, to your point, I said I will never do that.
Walk naked on the red carpet.
I vow to never do that.
Good for you.
Thank you, Wiggins. We appreciate that.
You're representing Christianity well, because Kanye West tried to say he became a Christian. And
I don't know what, man.
I'm sorry, but
I don't know what
allowing your no
is happening with Kanye. Maybe he'll have another come to Jesus moment.
I pray to God that he does.
He needs to. That's for sure.
But yeah, I didn't know you had that sound because that was one of the things I was going to bring up from the Grammys. In just the last couple weeks, we've seen celebrities freaking out. They don't know what to do. And it's funny because they're really kind of indicative of the Democrat establishment, which is just flailing. You know, they have no direction. Trump is hitting them from every direction. They can't keep up. You're watching it on the news media. They don't know what to do right now.
I heard Annie play a little bit of that sound. We've actually pulled some of it this morning of the Democrats trying to describe. They had to read it off a piece of paper. What the rules were as they tried to elect a new leader of their party. This is how confused the Democrats are right now. Go to cut two, Carl, please. I'm cut 12. I'm sorry, cut 12.
The rules specify that when we have a gender non-binary candidate or officer, the non-binary individual is counted as neither male nor female, and the remaining six offices must be gender balanced. With the results of the previous four elections, our elected officers are currently two male and two female. In order to be gender balanced, we must elect one male, one female, and one person of any gender. So again, this is what we have to do for this vice chair race. We have to elect one male, one female, and one person of any gender.
I don't even know where to start. It's like they went to an asylum and had somebody write up the rules for their convention. What does any of that even mean? What difference does it make? What are the chances you get the best person for the job if those are the requirements walking into it, that no matter what happens, everything has to be balanced?
Yeah, yeah, it's the perfect example of DEI.
I know.
Because what they're saying is, well, We know they're let's say there are tons of qualified female candidates, but not as many male, and definitely from the pool, it would be a lot less of the non-binary. You automatically are decreasing your talent because you're pulling from people who have less.
Yes.
You know, you have less amount of people in this pool who would be talented.
And they wanted diversity and equity, but they ended up with two white guys.
Yeah, right. I didn't even think about that. That's very true.
What stops somebody from just saying, I identify as non-binary, so that they don't have to, like, if they have one spot left, you know, they're a man, they'd be like, well, I actually identify as non-binary, and then wouldn't you be able to go to the women's side?
I don't think there's anything stopping. There's no real, like, how do you prove that that's not true?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because like, if you say you're not non-binary, you would say, how dare you question my truth?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. But the Grammys thing, you played that sound at the beginning from Alicia Keys. All of this stuff in the star, you know, Shakira is another one. She said at the Grammys, in this country, you're loved, you're worth it, and I was always fight with you to immigrants and mothers. Well, that's great. That's a great statement in and of itself.
Yeah.
I love immigrants and mothers. There is nothing happening in this country to immigrants and mothers. It's like they cannot understand, like Selena Gomez, you cannot understand the difference between legal and illegal immigration. There is no difference in their mind between these things. And they've lost their compass over it because somebody can't explain the difference between legal and illegal immigration. It's that simple.
They don't care, basically. They don't want to define it.
No.
They want you to believe that it's the same thing whether you came here legally or illegally, and you don't have a country if you don't have sovereign borders. That just, nothing about that works. The United States, we say it over and over again, is the most generous country in the world when it comes to immigration. Over 1 million people a year are welcomed here legally because you've gone through a process. You can't skip the process.
I mean, how many fewer people like Selena Gomez, though, would be so upset about this if the news media weren't constantly showing these sob stories of women, you know, who their husbands came and they're ripped away from their families. I mean, that has a really big impact, and they really target women because there's something about us. We just, I think God created us to be very naturally empathetic. And they know that if you show someone crying or talking about losing his children, you know, that's going to tug at our heartstrings, and that's extremely effective.
It makes you wonder if they know that, or that, and they just don't care because they're thought leaders, and they're like, look, I'm going to go out on this anyway, or if they're just watching the news just like everybody else, but they're only watching in their bubble. They don't hear anything else, and so they think, well, this must be what's happening in America. Anybody who's... This is the way it's portrayed. If you're not white, you're basically a target now, which is insane. Like Alicia Keys' quote of, we've seen on this stage talented, hardworking people from different backgrounds, different points of view, and it changes the game. DEI is not a threat. It's a gift.
Yeah.
These things that are being implemented right now will have no bearing on the music industry or the Grammys next year. It will look no different.
No.
But they think it will. Or they're trying to deceive people to think it will. I don't know which.
I'd say it's number two. they're trying to deceive people to think that, right? I mean, come on. You can see that with your own two eyes. But, you know, plus country music album of the year. I mean, Beyonce's got some great music, but compared to some of the Morgan Wallen, I mean, there's no way that album was better than some of the other albums out there, even if you want to accept it as country.
I also, like Rolling Stones, look, I love classic rock.
Yes.
But is that really the best rock album that's come out in the last 12 months or whatever they won?
No.
Clearly, you're just coasting on your name at this point. And that's what the Grammys have been for years. Completely aside from the political stuff, the Grammys, I mean, Carl's nodding his head. Come on.
It's because
I was watching the hockey game.
Okay.
Beyonce fans would be, she has such a loyal following. I don't really like Beyonce, to be honest, but she has such a loyal following that her fans are just crazy, so mad if she doesn't win, and they say it's rigged, and then they're going to say you're racist because you didn't vote for Beyonce because she's black. And it's like Taylor Swift, although Taylor, I guess, didn't win anything, I heard.
She didn't?
I think she was up for like 6 or 7.
I'm pretty sure she didn't win.
And I'm sure the T-Swift fans are raging.
Oh, the Swifties are mad today. All right, Wiggins, remind people when they can hear Wiggins America, please.
7 to 8 on Saturday morning and 7 to 8 on Sunday night.
I listened this past Sunday. Great job, my friend. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.